A Jewish Journal article. Let's make 2023 the year of robust coalitions. By most measures, 2022 was a banner year in terms of legislative achievements for those of us who care deeply about justice and equality in California. When Governor Newsom signed bills to increase paid family leave for lower-income communities, expand criminal record relief for nonviolent offenses, and make us a sanctuary state for transgender and gender-affirming healthcare, we rejoiced over the fact that our state is expanding rights, not contracting them. Yet with 2022 in our rearview mirror and 2023 ahead of us, there remains a lingering and uncertain feeling that we as faith leaders and justice advocates didn't do enough. This sense of precariousness can be felt across the country, with Los Angeles being no exception. In October, city officials were caught on a hot mic, spewing hate against a fellow council member and his family. Only a few weeks later, demonstrators displayed anti-Semitic banners over one of our city's most highly trafficked freeways. And earlier this month, an unarmed black man was unjustly killed at the hands of Los Angeles police officers. Despite these setbacks, we took solace in our legislative wins and celebrated the fact that in the waning months of 2022 we witnessed a particularly special phenomenon. Of course, we are referring to robust coalitions and powerful allyship. The public demonstration of support among groups of all stripes was nothing short of extraordinary. When the Jewish community faced a spate of anti-Semitic vitriol spewed by pop stars, athletes and politicians, together we stood up to demand action and accountability. When the black community faced police brutality, together we called for changes in the handling of traffic stops and other mental health crises. Together, we fought hate and bigotry toward blacks, Asians, Jews, women and LGBTQ people while advocating for policies that uplift marginalized communities. The notion that like-minded organizations work together to achieve better outcomes for all might seem like a run-of-the-mill occurrence unworthy of special recognition. The unfortunate truth, however, is that strong coalitions are less common than you'd think. This is because organizations with overlapping missions too often work in silos. As a consequence, all parties involved fail to harness their collective power to make a tangible impact in their communities. It was this very concern born out of frustration that empowered us to launch Partnership for Growth Los Angeles, a joint venture between McCarty Memorial Christian Church and the Jewish Center for Justice. A unique Black Jewish community development corporation, our mission is to work side by side to revitalize, restore, and rebuild historic Southwest Los Angeles. Since its inception in 2020, PFGLA has hosted summer reading cohorts, held resource connection events, donated school supplies, and facilitated COVID-19 vaccination sites for locals. Currently, our Project Jubilee cohort offers job training for young adults and support for attaining a high school diploma or GED. Our goal is to uplift violence-impacted students through integrated mentorship models. The point here is not simply to tout our own coalition work, but rather to urge all justice-minded organizations and individuals to commit to building stronger coalitions in 2023. While every one of us holds individual power and agency, our best work is done when working in cohesive coalitions with clear goals. The need for sustained, unbendable partnerships has never been more apparent. It's no longer enough to post a tweet or a statement when our friends and partners are in their hour of need. We must also be there during each other's moments of strength because robust and resistant alliances are the most critical components in our efforts to achieve true justice outcomes for all. Our only question now is, will you make this bold commitment and join us in this critical work? If the challenges and obstacles of 2022 have taught us anything, you're needed now more than ever. Rabbi Joel Simons is the executive director of the Jewish Center for Justice and founding president of Partnership for Growth Los Angeles, PFGLA. Reverend Eddie Anderson serves the historic McCarty Memorial Christian Church in the West Adams neighborhood of Los Angeles and is founding CEO of PFGLA.